Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my co-host, Lucky Pérez, here on www.goforgold.lk. I think I need to remind all our listeners, today is a government holiday, and we've been told it's because of the fuel restriction. The country is going through a little bit of a difficult period, and we sincerely hope that things will work out very well, very soon, and we will have normal working days. Right, let's start off with Trump's cricket news, and everything is now focused in the Kiwi land, the land of the white clouds. Yesterday's game, the second T20 between New Zealand and South Africa, ended being a one-sided game, but this time in favor of the Kiwi boys, who lost the first game to South Africa in the lung opener, comprehensively, remember, by 7 wickets. But this game turned the other way around. Batting first, they made a very competitive total of 175 for 6 in their allotted 20 overs. Devon Conway back in action. He made 60, Nick Kelly 21, Michael Santner 20, the captain, and Kola McConchia made 18 of 12 balls. But here comes the surprise. Josh Clarkson, who bats at the back end, thumps 26 runs in 9 balls, strike rate of 288.89. Now, this proves that the Kiwis have a lot of strikers, a lot of talent in their bench. We didn't see some of these players during the World Cup T20, but they're now coming out because both South Africa and New Zealand are trying, giving opportunities to their bench strength. Let's take a look at the bowling. Gerard Coetzer, 1 for 28. Remember, he bowls seam. And Otoniel Boatman, 1 for 31. Keshav Maharaj, the spinner, pretty expensive, though, by his standards, 1 for 45. And John Linde, 1 for 33, while Bjorn Mulder rolled his arm just for 2 overs, but then took 2 for 24. South Africa will be disappointed with their batting. Bowled out for 107, thus conceding this game by a massive margin of 68 runs. They were bowled out in the 16th over. Bjorn Mulder made 16. George Linde, impressive though, 33 runs in 12 balls, 3 boundaries, 3 massive sixes. Well, that is something I think the South Africans will be happy and will take note of, because Linde, 3 huge sixes and 3 boundaries, shows that he's the type of player who could be their future finisher. Loki Ferguson, 3 for 16. Ben Sears, 3 for 14. Santner, the orthodox left-arm spinner and captain, always among the wickets, 2 for 19. Jimmy Nation and McConchie chipped in with a wicket each. So well played, New Zealand, square in the series. Remember, it's a 5 T20 series. Plenty of cricket to come. Now, the women also played South Africa women against New Zealand. But here the Proteas beat the Kiwi girls in their home conditions by 18 runs. And this looked much more of an exciting game than the men's version. Right, South Africa women batting first made 177 for 5 in 20 overs. Very good strike rate and a good score on the whole. Sula Lunus made 31, Tasmin Brits 53, Skipper Laura Wolferwort made 41. And that was very good batting by the captain. But here comes the surprise. Kyla Ray-Nater, who bats in the middle, thumped 28 runs in 9 deliveries. Strike rate of 311, 2 boundaries, 3 sixes. That made the world a difference in the South African total. Sadly, New Zealand was bowled out in the 20th over for just 159 runs, which means they lost this game by a big margin of 18 runs. Incidentally, none of the Kiwi bowlers bowled very well yesterday. I mean, Amila Kerr, the captain, took 2 for 29. Jessie Kerr, her sister, took 2 for 34. But the Kiwi bowling was not up to expected standards. Now let's look at the Kiwi batting. They made 159, like I made mention. Sophie Devine made 29. Skipper Amilakar made 32. Izzy Sharp, 29. And Maddie Green, among the runs always, looked exciting while she was at the wicket. She made 18. And as far as the Protea women's bowling was concerned, it's a seamer, Aibonga Kirka. You know her? She's pretty exciting, a bowler. 4 wickets for 27. Then also the spin of Malabar. She took 3 for 27. She's always been among the wickets. But sadly, Nadini Clerk was a little bit expensive by her standards. She took 1 for 23. Right, what's coming up tomorrow? Well, we'll keep you posted. But then Friday could be an exciting day, because West Indies women will take against Australia women. That's a wonderful series that gets underway. And the West Indian women will have to play quality cricket, because they suffered a loss not only in the one days, but also in the T20 against the Sri Lankan women. The New Zealand women will take on South Africa as well on Friday. And the men will play their third T20 this Friday, South Africa, New Zealand. That's coming up. And then also joining Shane Dullava for Rugby News, the Sri Lanka Sevens, which is going to be an exciting tournament. 21st and 22nd, don't miss it, because the venue is CRNFC. 9 teams in pursuit in 3 pools, Pool A, Pool B, Pool C. And Shane Dullava will give us more details of this upcoming Sri Lanka Sevens. And hopefully we'll have this information ready for you on our podcast tomorrow. Thanks for being in our company. It was a pleasure, in fact, bringing you all the news that you need to know. Look forward to saying hi to you again tomorrow. Meantime, just sit back, relax, and enjoy the piece of music that we have in store for you this morning.